Was it a Nobel Peace Prize for trying and E for effort? When Colombia's president Juan Manuel Santos was awarded the prize for negotiating peace to end a five-decades-old civil war with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, better known as FARC, the people of Colombia had already said no to the deal in a national referendum. For the thousands of Colombians scarred by war and brutality, the surprising vote has caused an inward look at the consequences of war. And what everyone is discovering is that peace prizes cannot silence voices still crying out for justice. This is the lesson of some remarkable reporting from Jasmine Garst, who's been telling the story of how justice and reconciliation for the people of Colombia is not to be found in Stockholm, but in individual hearts willing to reach out and embrace a painful process of forgiveness. Garst is a reporter with PRI's Across Women's Lives project.
I found out about this school that is called the School of Reconciliation and Forgiveness. It's run by a priest. His name is Leonel Narvaez. He has such an interesting story. He grew up in a humble family, coffee growers, and when he was a teenager, his little brother joined the FARC guerrilla. And he was at a loss. He had this kind of existential crisis, and a few months later, he became a priest, and he dedicated his whole life to conflict resolution. He participated in the last peace talks, which fell apart in 2000. And he says something that he realized was that what these peace talks don't deal with is with human emotion. The reality is people feel hate and they feel anger and they feel a desire for revenge and they're hurt. And if you don't work on that on an individual level, the country is just not going to move forward.
Well, you really get a sense of Father Narvaez being motivated by his personal emotional connection to all of this when you hear him speak.
I thought I needed to do something for my country and for my area. I was inspired by my brother because he decided to take arms, guns. And I decided I'm not going to take guns. I'm going to work with, the arms of spirituality. Yeah, let me work with the heart of human beings.
And he also provides the insight, and again, this is from an exchange that you had in an interview with him, that people misunderstand what happened in the referendum, that in many ways it's about not understanding precisely that rage. Listen.
The big problem at this moment in Colombia, and perhaps the big problem why people voted or rejected the agreement with the FARC, is the problem of justice, how we understand justice. And, you know, people are asking for punishment. People are asking to put people in jail.
But isn't that justice?
No, that's not justice. That's a very archaic, that's a very primitive justice. Yeah. And I think that the world is really changing this kind of mentality. Justice is not to destroy your offender. How to recuperate your offender.
And his attempt to have an impact here is to create this foundation for reconciliation, which runs these schools of forgiveness that you actually visited. What is happening at these schools of reconciliation and forgiveness that you think can have an impact, small, but certainly very emotional and very meaningful to the individuals who are taking part?
Talking. A lot of talking about what happened. And one of the women I spoke to, her name is Flor. She had this very harrowing story. She works as a coordinator for the School of Reconciliation in the Amazon region. And, you know, she described how initially, when she was just a displaced civilian, not a coordinator, she could not talk to these people. She had so much hatred in her heart. Just the backstory is that her son was killed by the paramilitary and her father was a civilian killed in a confrontation between the military and the guerrillas. So she really got it from all sides and all she wanted was revenge. Revenge is on everyone's mind and this project is trying to move people past revenge in a country where, you know, half of the people who voted in this referendum said, nope, I still want punishment.
How did this reconciliation school and this process of talking have an impact on that burning sense of revenge for Flor Rojas?
She was about 8 months into a process which was run by the Colombian government of helping people psychosocially, you know. And a priest tells her, listen, we are going to have a meeting with former combatants. Would you like to come? And she said, absolutely not. Do not mention those people to me. I do not want to see them. And then she starts coming around to it. And she goes to one of these meetings in which it's victims, victimizers, former combatants, orphans, widows, everyone. But they're all dressed as civilians, so she can't tell who is who. And there's this young man talking, and he's talking about how when he was 7 years old, the FARC kidnapped him. And how the first time he killed, the person who he killed said, please don't do this, I'm someone's dad. And all he could think about was, yeah, I used to have a dad, and now I don't. And she starts feeling really bad for him.
Yo escuchaba, sentía mucho dolor.
I listened. And I felt a lot of pain. I felt like palpitations because I was judging him. And then I said, no, what if this, what if he's the one who hurt me so much? And then I wondered, but what if it wasn't him? I asked myself so many questions.
How do you think she's permanently changed? And what do you think the chance is of a large number of Colombians having the same kind of transformation that would move the country forward?
You know, I think she changed, the whole experience changed her in that she was able to do something that I think is kind of rare, actually. She was able to see her victimizers as victims. She was able to take a step back and say, wow, it's like a big cycle of hurt. You know, how they say hurt people hurt people. Can an entire nation do that? Oh, I mean, that is the big question, right? I mean, can they? And also, you know what, should they? I mean, women have borne the brunt of this conflict. Should a woman who was raped or made a sex slave, should she forgive? I mean, I asked Father Narvaez that, and he said, the reason people need to forgive is for their own good, because that's the only way you get out of the role of being a victim. So, I don't know.
Jasmine, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jasmine Guards is a reporter for Across Women's Lives.